Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tim and Kian show. My name is Tim,
And I'm Kian.
and today we're gonna talk about music in Singapore. Music scene in Singapore, jeez. What do you think, man?
The local community still has some way to go in opening up to local music,
Very, very true. In fact, I've noticed this over the span of days since I got back from the States that there are some bands which are good, but you know, it's the same old thing we're hearing over and over again, which means we're not getting a variety here.
Yeah, but even if there's some variety, it's all, I mean, those bands are basically not making it big and are relatively unknown.
Simply because Singapore is not giving them a chance, this is in my opinion.
Yeah, there are lots of good bands, but they just remain in the underground scene. I mean, I'm sure you can explain to the audience out there the US scene.
See, local bands in the United States have all these ideas, and they actually put it to good use. They have the resources, they have the equipment, and all these things to actually put it to good use, you see. So we see a lot of good bands in the States. If we're talking about local, you know, the local scene, you'll realize that, you know, people, friends, you know, friends like me, take me and you example for a kid. Like, we get together once in a while to write up a few songs, you know. It may not make sense, but hey, at least it's songs, right? Right?
Songs, yeah.
But we don't get anywhere with these little songs that we write, because we don't have the opportunities to improve on these songs
Yeah,
that
the
we
market
write.
is not big enough
True,
anyway.
true. I mean, pretty recently, me and Kian have, we wrote like a couple of songs, and this one song, we don't have a title for this song as yet. But you think we should let them hear this song? What do you think?
Oh, but the song has no lyrics to it. It's just music, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, super
Yeah,
unfortunately.
our voices suck, so we can't really add vocals to it. Yeah.
That
Oh, dude, so you mean that was true.
my phone? It is my phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh. Oh, we're so
Dude, you
sorry, man.
must
Just
be
kidding.
freaking kidding me.
Oi.
Are you serious? Alright, just give me 10 minutes. No, 10 minutes, not 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, I'll be right there. I'll be right
Oh,
there.
come on.
Alright, okay, bye.
What, you're leaving now, huh?
I have to.
What?
You know what?
What?
You know what's happening right now on
What? What?
Singapore TRL? You
TRL?
know who Paris Hilton is?
Yeah, no, I don't know his person.
Okay. Paris Hilton and Fiona Xie.
Huh.
Fiona Xie, you know who Fiona
Yep.
Xie is? They're having
Yeah.
this huge ass cat fight that's gonna begin in the
Huh.
next like 10 minutes, and they're gonna do it in bikinis. I have to go watch it, man.
Oh, come on,
No, we
man.
don't
Come on,
have a
come on.
TV here. I have to go.
No, you can actually just
All
text
right,
me or something. No,
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 can
no.
I have to go. Tell you what, can
Oh
you
no.
let our audience?
It's in the middle of
No,
show
no, no,
and
you.
it's recording. No,
I know. Okay,
it's our
listen.
first podcast, man. Dude.
You let our audience listen to that little song that we wrote.
Oh.
You know that
Oh,
one.
okay.
Hopefully,
Fine.
I'll get
Yep.
back by then. You know, after that, you could have like be cust no, not customers, audience, cause call.
Call us to the
I
show.
don't think there will be
But
anyone now,
yeah, there
but.
won't be anyone. Nobody knows
But
about
nevermind,
it
just
yet.
play our song, okay? I have to go.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
Okay,
bye.
fine. Okay, we're sorry about that. Tim has to like leave now and go and meet his friend or whatever. So we'll leave you guys here with a song that me and Tim wrote. We don't have a title for this song yet and it has no lyrics, but just hope you enjoy it. Okay, cheers. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
Hello, I would like to speak to Shahrukh Khan, please.
Shahrukh what?
Shahrukh Khan? The indie actor, you know?
I'm afraid you got it wrong.
I act in Bollywood, the dancing, that one.
Okay, I'm afraid you got the wrong number, sir.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Yeah, but we're actually in the middle of doing this podcasting and you just, you know, caught to interrupt. You interrupted.
Oh, really? I am so sorry, sir. I am very sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
You heard of the Tim and Ken show?
Oh, yes. Definitely,
yes?
I've heard of that one.
Ah. You're on the Tim and Ken show, by the way. You're excited about that? Your first caller of the whole podcast.
Oh, yes, please. I am very happy.
Yeah. So, where are you from?
I am from Bangladesh. I am coming to Singapore to working in the construction site.
Ah, interesting.
I am carrying the bricks, you know, the red color bricks from one end of the construction site to the other end.
Okay.
And then I put it down and I build the building. And once in a while, I'll stop to take a cigarette and smoke. But that is my life. Every day I wear the long sleeve, you know, and the gardener hat, the big one, and the yellow color boots. And I'm working.
Oh.
Every day.
I see.
Yeah, excluding Sundays. Yes, Sundays is my off days.
So, what building are you building now?
Sorry. Would you please repeat your question? I didn't really get you. You know, I am from Bangladesh. I know you have...
What building are you building now? Like, you said you're building, right?
Yes, we are building a condominium.
Oh, okay.
We are building a condom. Right now, I am... No, I'm sorry. Condominium. Not condom. Condom is what I wore yesterday night. But that was a Tasker. That was a different case. I am sorry. But we are building this condominium all the way in Sengkang.
Sengkang,
yes.
Yep.
And we are building the swimming pool at the bottom of the condominium. And I am working inside the swimming pool. You're not digging. I am digging with the crane.
Okay. So, can I ask you a few questions since you're first caller?
Please, go right ahead.
Okay, how does it feel to be a Bangladesh worker working in Singapore?
Let me tell you something, huh?
Yeah.
This one is between me and you, huh?
Yep, sure.
I think everybody is bloody racist. They are not happy to see Bangladeshi working in Singapore. I am not sure why. But we only come here from a poor country to earn a lot of money. We are very sad people. We are very poor people. My family, I have 8 children at home. 8. And I have 2 wives.
How? 2 wives?
I must come all the way from Bangladesh to Singapore.
Yeah, so...
I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But the people over here, they are throwing stones at me. They are kicking me in my ass.
But
they're not doing anything.
But it's reported in newspaper that Bangladeshi workers actually molested Singapore girls and...
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. They.
Yeah?
They is actually in Indian. In India, they will say they. But Bangladesh also, we like to copy the Indian, so we also say they, you know? They.
Yeah, they. Yeah, they. I know. Yeah.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Yep.
Is that this whole Orchard place, full of beautiful women.
Uh-huh.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything very nice, you know?
Yep, I know.
The the two things sticking out of their chest.
Yeah, the boobs.
Yeah. Oh yes, those are very nice.
So
it's an opportunity, you know. An opportunity that we cannot turn down.
But that's outraging people's modesty. I mean, you're not supposed to do that. It's...
Oh, yes, please. But if they are seeing us, that's a different case. That is why we are spraying the can. You know the spray can full of the soap? The foam?
Ah, so you one of them, huh?
No. Oh. I am not doing this. Okay. I am sitting one corner, I am smoking my cigarette and drinking my beer. But my friends, they all do it. Yes, my friends.
Oh, your friends, yeah. So
I told them not to do it. I told them, please don't do this kind of thing. It's really dirty, you know.
Yeah.
Come on. They are all married. They all have kids. They all have wives and everything. But they are still touching ladies' boobs. I am wondering why.
Well, that's probably because they're getting desperate and all. And that's why, I mean...
Wait, what is the meaning of desperate again?
Okay, never mind.
Is that how you pronounce?
Yes, desperate. Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Desperate. D-E-S,
desperate, correct?
Yep, desperate. Right now on our show, we are doing the topic of music, so do you have any...
Yes, please. I love music. I'm having an iPod.
iPod?
Yes.
It's an iPod.
No, excuse me. Yesterday, I bought myself an iPod.
It's
a little round thing, you know. I don't know why they got a picture of the apple in front, you know, the apple?
Yeah.
I am not wondering... Somebody bite one part off the apple. I am not understanding why.
That's the brand.
It's a what?
Brand. Apple, the brand.
But I thought that was the fruit. But anyways, I bought this apple iPod, right?
Yep, the apple iPod.
And I am saving a lot of music inside for my boss's daughter's computer.
Oh.
My boss has a 16-year-old daughter.
Oh.
Sometimes I meet her at night on her bed, you know, but that's
a
different
case. You touch her boobs too?
That's a different case. I am sleeping with my boss's daughter sometimes. Sometimes only. Not every time.
Okay.
But from her computer, I am picking out my favorite kind of music.
Yeah, what's that? What's that?
Punk rock.
What?
Punk rock.
Oh, punk rock.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh.
They are jumping on stage and their hair is all standing up. I am not knowing what they put on their hair to make it stand up like that. I am thinking they receive electrical shock from the saw, you know, the chainsaw.
Yeah.
They are receiving electrical shock. Oh. Their hair is all standing up. Someone is all different color, like a peacock. You know, the peacock
got
a lot of colors, you know.
Yeah,
they got the red color, the orange color, the green color, the blue color. Everything on their hair.
Yeah.
My favorite punk rock band is Rancid.
Rancid,
yes.
Any favorite?
Hair is very nice.
Yeah. Any favorite songs from Rancid?
Yes.
Yeah.
The 11th Hour.
11th Hour.
The 11th Hour.
Yeah, the 11th Hour.
Yes.
So, have you been at...
I'm also liking Blink 182.
But they broke up.
They broke up?
Yeah, they broke up.
You mean they are gay, they were together?
No, as in the group. They stopped making music together anymore.
But you just said they broke up? I'm only thinking that couples will break up.
No, bands do break up.
Bands break up?
Yeah, bands are like a relationship
thing.
Oh my
god. My head is very painful. I am very confused.
Yeah, like Rancid, their group, and...
Rancid broke up also?
No, but currently, each of them, different individuals, they're having their own different projects, so they're not really making...
Project?
Yeah, project.
I'm only knowing one kind of project, that is building the swimming pool at the condominium in Sengkang.
Well, yeah, the word project can be used in many contexts, and one of them
is... What is the meaning? What is the meaning of context? You're talking like a big Englishman, huh? You're from where? You're studying in London, is it?
No, I'm from New Zealand.
You don't bluff me.
Yep.
New Zealand, they talk like the Kiwi. But you're not a Kiwi.
No, Kiwi is a nickname for New Zealand.
That's why your name is Kiwi?
No, my name is not. My name is Kian. See, it starts with K too.
What is your name again?
Kian.
I only know Timurti, I don't know Kian.
Oh, you know Tim?
Yes, Timurti. Of course, I know him. How can I not know him?
Okay.
He's my skin color, you know. You racist or what?
No, I didn't say anything about skin color.
No, you're being very racist. I am not liking this. You're laughing. What is your problem?
No, it's just that...
I would like to smack you on your head. One smack on the back of your head.
No, that's not the point of this. If you have a personal problem with the racism in Singapore...
Okay, I have a very big... Very big problem.
Yep, and what we like to say to all the racist people, you know, people who basically just, you know, grade the Bangladeshi workers as this lower class people.
I can say to them a few very simple words.
Yeah?
Screw you.
Screw you.
Yes, please. They do not know. know what we Bangladeshi workers go through every day. We are coming from far away from our homeland to come to Singapore to find work, to send money back to our families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a very hard life for us. You know, we don't have education. You know what education, right? So we learn the 1, 2, 3, ABC.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, education we do have.
Yeah, but at least
we come to find money, and they are all telling me that I am very black and I'm a Bangladesh. I know I'm a Bangladesh, but they make it sound like it's very, very funny, you know.
Yeah, but I'm sure.
They're always pointing fingers at me. I'm smoking a cigarette and drinking beer, sitting in one corner with my friends, right?
Yeah.
And these Chinese, I'm not knowing the bad words to say, you know, I'm forgetting.
Oh, yeah. Good.
But I don't That's think good. I should say it, you know, on national. Am I on national?
Yeah, you're on the internet, around the world.
That is what I'm talking about. That is why it's not a good thing to say this kind
Okay.
of words. But those people,
yeah,
they're pointing their finger at me.
Which
they're
finger?
They're saying black color.
Which finger are they pointing at you?
What kind of a stupid question is that? I am here trying to lodge a complaint and you are telling me, you are asking me what kind
of
finger.
Because certain fingers...
Let me finish.
No, let me finish.
They are pointing the finger and they are calling me a black color. And so my friend, he gets very angry, he gets up and he takes the beer bottle and he whacks him over the head. The fellow is bleeding and he's on the floor. I am not knowing what to do, so I run away.
You run away?
I run away.
Oh, man. No, but which finger did they point to you? Because if someone points a particular finger at you, it's a vulgarity, so...
No, that is the middle finger. That one I know.
Oh, yeah, that one you know, huh?
That one, of course I know.
Yeah.
No, it is international, you know, international.
Yeah, international.
But he is pointing the finger, you know, the first finger, index finger.
Okay, I see.
He is pointing at me, he's saying black color. I am wondering why. My skin is a very dark color.
That's probably because in their little neighborhoods and towns.
When I was a baby, my mother, she was carrying me to feed me the milk, you know, milk?
Yeah, the milk. Yeah.
But she accidentally dropped me inside the charcoal.
Oh, man.
That is why I am black. But the white fellow is calling me black color.
Yeah.
I am thinking that when the father is feeding him milk,
yeah,
the father dropped him inside one bathtub full of bleach. You know what is bleach, right?
Yeah, but of
bleach,
course
bleach
I know
is the thing that will make all the clothes white color, you know, bleach?
Yeah.
That is why I am saying. The Indians in Singapore like to say manjan, you know, manjan.
Manjan.
But I am not knowing what it is.
It's manje.
What is the meaning?
Manje putkil.
What is the meaning?
Yellow.
Yellow?
Yellow.
This one or cannot. They are not yellow, they are white.
They're white?
White color, yes.
No, but they go Sentosa Suntan until they become black. And
okay, wait, hold on, let me light up my cigarette first, hold on.
Yeah.
I am needing a nicotine in my body, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, very good, you can continue.
Yeah, so you know, this, you said those Chinese people are calling you black, right?
Yes, please.
But you say they're not yellow, they're white, right?
Yes, please.
But, do you go Sentosa before?
That is where the Malayan is, right? We are going underwater world, right? Of course I am going there. I have been in Singapore about 7 years now. If I am not going to Sentosa, I don't know what is wrong with me.
Yeah, true. So you've been in Sentosa and see all these Chinese people, they all go to suntan and they want to make themselves black and yet...
But I don't know why they want to become my color.
Yeah, but they're making fun of you because you're black.
I am not understanding this.
No, you see.
That's why I'm very confused.
Yeah, that's why. They're trying to become black and yet they're calling you and making fun that you're black.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not right.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
You should write to the Straits Times about it, you know, write a letter to the Straits Times.
The newspaper?
Yeah, the newspaper.
But I am not knowing how to even hold a pen.
Well, you can.
What in the world are you talking? I am not even knowing. I only know how to go to the coffee shop and sit down and light up my cigarette and drink teh tarik.
Uh-huh.
So you are knowing what is teh tarik, right?
Yes, I know.
Did the tea, they put the milk inside. And then they tarik. And then they let you drink, la.
Yeah.
I am talking like Singaporean, eh?
Yeah, that's good, you know, 7 years in Singapore, you know how to use the last lays and laws and yep. Anyway, let's move back to...
My dog is eating my cat.
Your dog?
My dog is... Wait. Okay. I am putting my dog inside the kennel.
Inside the what?
Kennel.
Kennel.
That is why they put the dogs inside kennel. K-E-N-N-E-L.
Ah, canal.
What are you talking about?
Okay, never mind, never mind. No, you see. Anyway, let's move back to the topic of music. Okay, you say, have you been to any local gigs?
Punk rock.
Yeah, punk. Yeah, any gigs in Singapore, you know, concert?
Yes, there is one.
Yeah.
I've been to watching the Suns.
Oh, the Suns. Yeah, I heard there are a lot of Bangladeshi workers went to watch.
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah?
I was loving the music so much.
Yeah?
I am running up on stage.
Huh?
And I am jumping off the stage.
Yeah.
And I'm making the people who are below the stage to catch me when I'm jumping in. So they are pushing me all around upstairs.
Huh.
I don't know what they call body surfing or crowd surfing or whatever.
Yeah.
But I only did that once in my life and I'm not liking it.
You're not liking it?
No.
But
you want to know why?
Why?
I got people feeling my balls.
Yeah, and isn't that nice?
I jump up and they're feeling my balls. They're grabbing my balls and feeling my ass.
Yeah. So you know how it feels to have someone touching, you know?
Of course I know. Although I must admit I was getting a little bit turned on.
Okay. And there were, of course, other people. How do you rate the concert, in general?
The
was
concert?
The music good?
Oh, you mean the Moons?
No, the Suns. The Suns.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Suns.
I am liking them a lot. They're very good. They're very close to my heart.
Yeah. You bought their CD?
Very good question. I ended up spending my money for buying the CD on a bunch of cigarettes. I'm a smoker,
Smoking is not good.
But I am feeling very stressed every day. My body is aching. My feet are aching.
Feel stressed, drink vodka.
Vodka?
Yeah, vodka.
With alcohol.
Sorry?
The alcohol?
Yeah, the alcohol, yeah.
You want me to drink that one?
Yeah, then your stress will just go away. It's much better than smoking and you make girls look prettier after you drink it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I am not exactly understanding what you're talking about.
No, you see.
Anyways.
Yeah.
sorry about the time. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, it's alright.
But I'm having to go now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Stomach is aching. I need to go and take a shit.
Okay.
After that, I must come out and smoking another cigarette.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go visit some good friends of mine.
Sure.
And we're probably going to go clubbing at Club Amarin. There's a new club, That's Mackenzie Road in the Little India. For all the Bangladesh workers and all the Indians, all day we'll go there and drink.
Yeah, it's good that they're actually making...
Not every night, because every night we got no money,
Yeah.
Maybe every weekend, maybe.
Yeah. It's good that they're actually creating these clubs in Little India to let...
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
That is why I'm needing to go to the toilet now to take a shit.
Okay, sure. And, thanks again for being our first caller on our show.
No problem. If you ever need me to call, you can SMS me, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know Tim, right? You have his number, right?
I do not, but I know him because he's the same color as me.
Ah, the brotherhood, yeah.
Brotherhood? No. He's not my brother. But he's the same color as me. That is all I'm saying.
Well, colorhood, yeah.
Colorhood? I am not understanding you at all.
Yeah, it's alright.
Hello, please, I have to go.
Yep, sure. Thanks once again, and we'll chat with you sometime soon.
No problem.
Yep.
Okay. Not be racist, huh?
Yeah, I'm not racist.
Don't be racist.
Yeah, I love the blacks. Yeah, I love.
And don't smoke too much. Smoking is bad for you. Although I do it every time. You don't smoke, huh?
Yep, I'm not.
I love you very much,
Yeah.
You're very close to my heart.
Sure, like the Suns.
You are very, very, very close to my heart. I'm loving you a lot like a brother.
Yeah, but...
I'm loving you very much. Very
brotherhood.
Much. Very much.
Yeah, thanks.
So I'm going to go take a shit now.
Okay,
I'll make sure I think about you when I'm taking a shit.
Yeah, I'm sure the shit will come out much easier when you think about me when you take a shit.
I love you very much, very much.
Yep, thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I love you, huh?
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, that was certainly one weird caller we had there on our show, and... Okay, we've run out of time anyway, and Tim's not back yet, so... He will be back on our next show, which should be out probably in about a couple of days' time, if, we are free to do this again. And, I hope we can contact the Bangladeshi worker we just caught and probably set him up with our cab driver or something. But anyway, this is Kian from the Tim and Kian show and signing out.